The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that would happen here each day. And welcome back to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm your co-host, Brendan.
Today we have a deep dive into Taconic's production of The Little Mermaid. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So here we have Ava, who is Ariel in The Little Mermaid, as well as Chase, who plays the chef, as well as a whole bunch of ensemble characters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then Jack right here is King Triton. And then I, Brendan, play Prince Eric.
Mm-hmm. So just to start off, how did you guys get into theater?
Well, personally, I watched my cousin when I was like really little. I remember being like 5 years old. It was Beauty and the Beast, and he was a lead in it. And it was at Berkshire Children's Theater. And the second after the show, I just remember like my face. Oh, I was just in awe. Like I literally just adored it so much. I was so shocked and like in love with theater. I remember going home that night and I was like, Mom, like, I need to be doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And then she signed me up the next year and I auditioned and I got my first role and I worked my way up and then I auditioned for some other companies as well. So I did Berkshire Children's Theater and BTG and now school theater.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chase, how about you?
I got into theater because all my friends were doing it and I always loved to perform. So I really just thought that's kind of the thing I should really do. So I got into Mamma Mia and I fell in love right then and there.
Yeah, you were big auditioning for roles. Or you want to tell that story?
I have never auditioned for one role until The Little Mermaid, but you know, I still had fun doing it.
Yeah,
it was not auditioning.
No, auditioning is horrifying. I have so much anxiety. Even when it's like Miss Martin, because like I know her so well, I was like shaking. I was so nervous. I get so nervous. Even at like BTG, I like know every single one of them, and I'm like still like my voice sounds like, so bad.
Half of them were my babysitters. Literally. And then now like Caroline Fairweather.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah.
No.
Even when I saw Tiffin doing that, I literally was, my heart was pounding. It was so scary. Even though I literally am so close with her, it's just scary.
It is. Especially when there's like people watching you. Yes. Like at school, like when like the whole cast is like there, it's like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like, what are they gonna think?
Callbacks go hard.
The callbacks were
callbacks are way better. Yeah. They're a lot easier.
Jack, how about you? How'd you get into theater?
I got into theater, I forget exactly what was first, but my parents have always like showed me different stuff in the arts. I started playing a musical instrument when I was really young. And I think the first thing I did in the arts was a summer like camp, like a 2 week camp or like a 1 week camp at the Berkshire Museum. The first one I remember was one where the play we were doing was, oh my God, Peter Rabbit. And
I did that.
I was Peter Rabbit, and originally my brother got the role of Peter Rabbit, and I got the role of the farmer. But my brother was like, I want to chase my younger brother around the stage with a rake, and so we switched roles, so that he could chase me around stage with a rake. And then from there, I did some more of that, and I was in Mamma Mia last year, and here I am.
Yeah. For me, it's a kind of similar thing. My dad used to teach those camps at the Berkshire Museum, so I did a few of those. And then he also taught theater at Herberg. So, and then my mom, she's the director of education at BTG. So from the start, both of my parents were big on teaching theater. So that's how I learned very quickly. My first show, I think, was one of those summer camps when I played a magical lizard. I think that's right. I'm not 100% sure.
Magical lizard?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember because I thought it was wizard and I was so excited to be a wizard and then I wore like all green and I was so confused and I read the list wrong because I was like six. But yeah, from then we did a lot of different shows, and then one of the things Ava and I worked on together, a project, is we were on a touring show for Berkshire Theater Group in which we were both playing as pirates in Pirates Past Noon, based off of the Magic Treehouse book. Ava, you were Captain Bones, right?
I sure was, and it was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Loved it.
We went around to all the elementary schools in the area and performed a little song and dance. Yeah. So now that we're all here and we're filming this the first weekend after shows, but we still have one more weekend coming up, which we'll talk about later. But we should go over the rehearsal process and how that was for everyone. Jack, do you want to start with like how the rehearsal process works?
Yeah. So, of course, after auditions and callbacks and the show is finally cast, we are able to go into rehearsals. So usually we'll start with an initial read-through. So everyone will come and we'll do a read-through of the entire script from top to bottom. Usually we don't include the songs because you really have to learn those to even try them. And after that initial read-through, each day we'll focus on like one scene. And so only the people in that one scene will be called. And so you'll get to slowly piece together the whole show. Like last year when we did Mamma Mia!, I remember I only knew the parts of the show that I was in because for the first like several months, because that was the only parts that I had been to. So when time came for us to start putting things together, I'd be like, ooh, that's how they're doing that one. That's really cool.
I felt very similar for this show because, mm-hmm. I mean, Prince Eric, landlubber, he's not really going down
going,
there
going
much.
Down under the sea.
Under the sea. That's one of the ones under the sea. That number is one that I really wish I could see from the audience full out because there's so many cool things like the jump ropes and the dance break and
they do a little slide thing.
Yeah, you do a little bit of a slide.
He does the duck walk.
Solo in that dance
with your big like suit.
Oh yeah,
with the big hat.
It's so funny. It's so tall. It's
I
probably
it.
Like a foot off.
He
my
like
head.
Can't do one of the dance moves because it's like too big.
I'm like this. Like my arms are extended all the way above my head.
Yeah, the costumes in this show are a lot of fun. But I mean, I also had COVID the week leading up to the show. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, I was there for like the actual like tech week before, so I really saw everything in like a really unfinished stage. Then that week, we had rehearsal every single night except for me because I was sick. And then the week after, it was really cool to see how everything pieced together while I wasn't there. And when we finally got all the tech stuff together, it was a really, really cool experience seeing everything come together in those last couple of days. Not that we were in a bad place before, but it like all the puzzle pieces kind of
everything was coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with you were talking about the technical stuff. This show, Mamma Mia! Last year, because you know we were just getting off our feet, off the ground as like a theater department. There were a lot of parts like technically that were like there wasn't a lot of like, for example, like scenic work. There was a pretty static set that would just like it would chairs and like tables would move. But for this, we have big set pieces like we have the fountain and we have the pillars. And we have things flying up and down, like we have the backdrop for the beach and like the little curtain.
And
things.
With that, since we were a little more lucrative after Mamma Mia, we were able to rent some moving lights, and there was so many great technical elements. And that was one of the big notes that I got from a bunch of different people was that the show just looked really, really amazing. So does anyone have any favorite memories from the rehearsal process, something that they really liked doing? I can go first. One of my favorite was Dance Week, which is a week where we have a choreographer come in. It's one of our theater teacher's close friends from college. And he came in and he taught us a bunch of dances that he had choreographed for the show. My favorite that I had learned was probably Fathoms Below. It's the opening number when Prince Eric is on his ship. And we're all dancing around talking about mermaids out there in the bottomless blue. And I
ate the starboard heave-ho.
That's what they say. And it was really, I really enjoy dancing, even though a lot of my roles aren't really like that dance focused, but I still had a lot of fun putting it together. And of course things changed after it and I didn't dance as much, but even like One Step Closer, Ava and I, that I really like couples dancing, and that one was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's scary though, being like, oh, he picks me up and puts me on a fountain. So scary.
So scary.
I almost fell in once. It's okay. That was my fault, though.
Oh, no, that, I think that was, I just wasn't used to lifting someone with heels, so you
I know,
fell
it was
backwards.
So hard. I know.
Yeah. Dance Week was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Then, I love dancing.
I'm one of my other favorites is seeing Les Poissons Mayhem for the first time.
I remember
exactly where I
was when I first saw Les Poissons Mayhem for the first time, because... Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of Act Two backstage because King Triton like comes in at the beginning and at the end of each act, basically. And so I during Tech Week I was just walking out to the audience and sitting and watching stuff so I could actually see what was going on. That's also part of that piecing together thing. And we get to Les Poissons Mayhem. And people start running around the stage and doing these almost like Looney Tunes, like cartoon, like stunt kind of things. And it was so funny. I was laughing my head off. It was amazing.
There's a lot of moving parts to that scene because it is so much. It is all choreographed, but it looks like it's just all improv because stuff is just going on.
So many
everywhere
people
look,
asked if it was
there's something
all improv.
Well, and you guys are also doing such a good job to make it look like it's chaos when it's really.
I don't think I'll ever understand that number. And Ava and I were both sitting on stage trying to enjoy
a
dinner.
It's so funny.
And I just there's so much to look at. I feel like I'm just turning my head like an owl back and forth trying to take everything in, and it's still not enough. It's so cool.
Yeah,
there's just so much.
I know.
I love it.
Especially love like the roll ins. I love when they like roll in. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny.
And the cartwheels roll in.
The cartwheels. Or the chasing sequence. I love the chase.
The first time I saw it, Chase, I think it's at the beginning when you ran into the wall. Mm-hmm. You like slammed it or something.
So hard.
And it made such a loud noise. And I was like, oh my God, he hit the wall.
Or when he gets up on the table and he lifts his leg really high.
Oh, like a spider.
He's like a spider. He's like a daddy
long leg. And he has it's not the chandelier, but it's the
candelabra.
Yeah, candelabra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was during opening night, I swung the candelabra and a candlestick fell out into the audience. And I literally was like,
Yeah, God, I wonder, oh, God, whoever glued those candles in did a really bad job.
Was it you?
It may or may not have been me not gluing them in.
I think it added to it, honestly.
It added to it. It made it funnier. It's fine.
It was fun.
If I was in the audience, I would have been dying. But I was on stage, so I had to hold it in.
Yeah, I am dying on stage.
I always have to, like, try to fix myself.
That scene is always really weird for me for acting because on one hand, it's like Prince Eric's castle, and he's showing this girl for the first time, like all the stuff, but on the other hand it's a really really funny sequence and I just can't help but laugh and I think that's how I decided to play it. It's just really really funny.
Yeah. I feel like the show was like kind of stressful at first, but like now I feel like I'm having so much fun with it now that I know it so well. It's kind of like, oh, I don't have to do the same exact thing every single night. I can, like, change something up a little bit.
Yeah. That's definitely one of my favorite points to get to, being able to, like, be chill with it a little bit, come up with different things that aren't too crazy, but still like, bring the essence of the show, but, like, elevate it in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every show, I changed a little something about what I do.
Every show I changed mine too. I changed part of your world.
The thing that you changed, Chase, was your evil laugh that you added to Les Poissons.
We were backstage laughing.
I heard it for the first time and it sounded like it was like you played it out of like a cartoon or something, how good it was. It was really, really funny.
Yeah. So I'm staring up at the lights and I turn around and I see Sebastian right where the pillar kind of thing?
The proscenium?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And I open my mouth aggressively and point. That is the funniest thing ever. I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm off stage for that one, but just like your solo bit before it gets real crazy. It's the audience is just full of laughs every single time. It's definitely a crowd favorite number.
Yeah,
you are definitely like made for that role. Mm-hmm. Like, geez.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was so nervous going up because my whole family was there.
Oh, yeah.
And then right when I said my line, I was like, all right, I got this. Mm-hmm. So I just ran with it, and everyone was laughing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of my favorite sections of the show.
Mm-hmm. Act 2 is my favorite.
I like Act 2 a lot more than Act 1.
It's like a
it's my fave.
Act 1 is...
that's when stuff starts to happen. Act 1 is more like just about like their background.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a lot
not
of
really
exposition.
What's happening.
I mean, that's how musicals usually work.
But, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think Act 2 is just more fun.
It's way more fun. There's more like dancing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of like all the serious stuff is in Act 1.
Yeah, like the somber moments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like when I get my voice taken.
Yeah.
When my dad yells at me and trashes my grotto.
Do I yell at you in Act 2?
Yeah. Well, you yell at me in Act 1.
You yell in every act.
I yell in every act, but I don't think I yell at you in Act 2.
No, in Act 1. That's
yeah, in
all
Act
you
1.
Do.
Oh, I that is all.
I know you smashed all my things, all my human stuff.
I know. With the. The bust. The bust.
Oh, the Prince Eric. Thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first show was the first time I was ever told about the bust, and it was the first time I ever tried it. And so I glue the head on before the show, and then I place it on top of one of the pillars. And then when the time comes, I push it off, and with it goes like the fork goes off of it, and
the
gems go off of it,
and
it hits the ground, and I don't know how it's supposed to break. And so from my perspective, it didn't break. And
it
then
didn't?
Well, no, it did.
Oh, it
but
did.
Like I
okay.
didn't think it did.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was expecting it to go into multiple pieces, but really just the head.
No, it's just the head pops off.
It's just the head pops off.
Yeah.
And I didn't see this, but the head popped off and rolled off stage into the audience.
It did roll off into the audience. And then we had to like, I was asking crew members, I was like, there's still set pieces on stage. Like, can somebody like go get them during intermission? I don't want like people to fall during positivity.
Yeah.
I was like, we're dancing next to you. There was like pearls on the stage and gems.
Yeah.
And, like,
so
remember Lola almost like falling on the pearls on the stage.
And so I was like, I need to fix that. And so so the matinee, as they're rolling it out on stage, it falls and breaks. And so I'm like, well, can't fix it this show. So then that night, I did it again, and I picked it up and I threw it, and I didn't throw it off stage, and it went well.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
I finally got the chance where I can like pick it up and look at something.
How far did the head go?
It went really far, actually. It went all the way like upstage, upstage right.
That'd be the way it went. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like it completely like rolled away from the body.
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I found it.
Yeah.
I scurried over.
The first few shows were a little rough when, like, things being left on stage.
Yeah.
One of the most clear memories I have is right after Les Poissons Mayhem, where everything's going crazy, there was a plate of fish left on stage. And I feel like some of you remember the plate of fish being left in, like, this really somber moment with just the fountain and then a plate of fish just a little
bit
to
the corner.
Like, I think someone ran on and took it off because when I looked
around,
wasn't there. But it was the fish just looks real
it's
funny.
Supposed to be like a really intimate moment, and then there's just like a plate of fish.
Yeah. With grapes on it.
Fish and some grapes.
Yeah, some grapes. I tried to plate that plate so nice.
So nicely.
But
then
the crab
is missing.
Yeah. Thousands of fish and grapes. I was like, we should get lettuce.
Nope, fish and grapes.
The fish and grapes.
Fish and grapes. Fish and grapes looks pretty good though on a plate.
Yeah.
Well,
looks nice.
not from
on the plate together. It looks really good.
from like a props standpoint, not from like a culinary standpoint.
Mm.
Okay. I was about to say,
really
aren't
good.
You a merman?
Yeah. What?
Eating fish.
Eating fish.
What? Your own kind. That's
wow.
Might have to chop you in two.
Yeah. Might have to rub some salt in.
Yeah, because
it
makes it
taste nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wah ha ha ha.
Well, does anyone else have any last fun memories?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, there's always more to make.
There's always more to make.
We still have more shows.
Because we still have three more shows on Thursday, May 16th, Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. here at Taconic. You can buy your tickets online on our Instagram at Taconic Theater Department.
Yeah. Yep. Taconic Theater Department. We have links there. We have links into Taconic TV sometimes if you look for that.
Yep. QR codes usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can also buy tickets at the door as well. So make sure to get those in and come on down for a whale of a time.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Chase and Ava.
Yay.
Well, that'll do it for this week for Up on Conic. We would like to thank our listeners at WTBR 89.7 FM for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more about what's going on here at Conic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report. The show comes out every Friday and is available at youtube.com/TaconicTV.
Feel free to contact us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic.
Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in May 2024.